All right, so no guessing the hat today with our guy who joins us on the Harbor One hotline. He's got to phone it in today so we don't get to see his gigantic presence on Twitch. It's our friend Andy Hart of WEEI.com. Hart, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and if you want me to paint the picture, it is the tan brown bear's visor today. That was
okay.
What part of the country are we in right now? Are we locally looking at schools, or are we outside the Commonwealth?
Well, just outing
local Massachusetts. Okay. Massachusetts school. Just a visit locally.
Yeah. Okay. Do you need Gresh to put a good word in for to make a call or something like that? You know, kind of knows people.
No, I think we're good for right now. We'll see where it goes. We watched a nice spring football practice this morning, so I'm
did?
In the football mood.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, would it surprise you, Andy Hart, if you read or, I don't know, maybe heard about a story where apparently, as it's reported, Robert Kraft called Arthur Blank to warn him not to trust Bill Belichick, and that Kraft found Bill to be difficult, obstinate, kind of stubborn, and very, very arrogant. Would that surprise you if RKK said that to another owner in the league?
I'll be honest with you. This story kind of caught me off guard. The description of Bill Belichick that you just expressed would not surprise me. The decision to, after they had it, let me make sure I get this right, parted ways amicably.
Yes.
The decision to share that with others was interesting to me. Certainly the lead candidate for his services, especially when, didn't you guys get the vibe when that day, whatever the hell day that was in January, they had the press conference and then they answered questions later. I got the idea that Robert thought Bill was going to be coaching in the NFL in 2024. He had like that comment of, you know, a different colored cutoff hoodie or something. And then he kind of submarines him, it sounds like here. And, you know, it's interesting. They always joke in the HR world that, you know, if you have a negative experience with employees, that it's just, yes, I can confirm that person worked here. Right. And you just move on from there. That's all you're confirming. Well, sounds like Robert confirmed more than that. And again, do I think it's wrong and not true? Do I think it's falsehoods? No. I think Bill is arrogant and difficult to work with and stubborn and, you know, probably runs his own show more than most owners would like. But the sharing it with the lead candidate to be his future employer was a little surprising to me.
Listen, I don't think anything he said is any sort of surprise. And if you don't realize that these are kind of the attributes that are associated with Bill, then you just haven't been paying attention, right? He's stubborn. We get it. All those things.
Right.
The one thing, Andy, that stood out to me that if I'm Bill Belichick, I'd be really freaking angry if I find out if it's true. Quote, in the end, Bill, we're talking about, not worthy of his trust.
Mm.
That was the quote. So you're telling me you would tell Arthur Blank, my potential employer, that Bill is not worthy of Arthur Blank's trust. Like that, out of all the things, that's the thing that I think would be like an et tu Brute type of situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now, I don't know exactly what Robert would imply or mean by that. It's sort of a pretty damning description. But, you know, in terms of specifics, like what was he thinking about? Was it, you know, the totality of his tenure? Was it something at the very end? Was it? And then the other thing that keeps kind of jumping into my mind here. So if you think Bill can't be trusted and you think you're kind of advising someone not to hire, wouldn't you want somebody to hire him? Like if there's mistrust and dysfunction in Atlanta, isn't that good for the Patriots? Like, or are you worried that he's going to go there and win? Like, I don't, the motivation here confuses me, because if you think Bill is not worthy of trust and therefore wouldn't have a good relationship with his new employer, isn't that one more team you don't have to worry about because it'll be a mess down in Atlanta? So I'm a little confused with the motivation here, but yeah, certainly that is the most damning thing that Robert said, I guess.
Yeah, and the other part of this is that it feels like now for 3 months, Andy Hart of WEEI.com, that I do believe Tom Curran yesterday used the phrase stepping on a rake. It feels like that has happened at every turn for Robert Kraft. Is this just some heightened sensitivity during a time of change from the owner? Or are we realizing that Robert Kraft is kind of petty and that maybe having Bill Belichick there to deflect everything kept us from realizing how petty the owner maybe really is?
Well, I don't know that it's just Bill there to deflect things. What I believe deflected things was victories, winning,
fair,
success. And I've been saying for the last year plus for both Bill and Robert, losing is undefeated. Losing has even defeated the greatness of Kraft and the greatness of Bill Belichick in many ways, in totality, over the last year plus, 2 years. You know, Bill started saying dumb things that he had to retract. Oh, why should fans be excited the last 25 years? Was that the first time Bill said anything dumb in his tenure? No. Might have been the dumbest. But it was. But when you're losing and you're going into a season with the need for good PR and momentum and hope and one voice and blah, 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 I think it's harder to do business. And therefore, it's like, you know, if Bill had been in Detroit, could he have acted like a boob the way Matt Patricia did with the reporter and with the team and blah, blah? Probably, because they were losing. And I think winning, you know, Matthew Slater used to say that when we would do the interviews with him on Mud at Night, winning covers all, pretty much, almost everything. Like, he giggles, you know, and I know Alex Cora has said this, like, when you're winning, doesn't mean you have a better clubhouse, a better team, smarter people. It means that stuff gets buried, gets covered up, doesn't get leaked. And then when you're losing, you look worse because people are more sensitive to it. So there's more pitfalls. There's more landmines in your course moving forward. And I think Robert has always been kind of petty. I think he's always cared about public perceptions and things of that and winning the deal. And, like, I think he's a businessman. I think most businessmen, most competitors are that way. They're looking to win in all aspects of their life and their business. And it's just when there's the losing surrounding his brand and his team, it's harder to come out smelling like roses in the end, I guess, the way he did for 20 years.
So, Andy, so Brady officially retired. Bill, I guess, let's call him on hiatus right now. Whose post-Patriot career are you most interested in watching? Would it be Bill navigating his soon-to-be deal with Peyton Manning and their Omaha production, part of that whole telecast, or Brady doing the whole Fox game day situation?
Brady, because I don't even know if he's going to do it. You know,
you don't
know
think Brady's going to do the job? He's going to be work for Fox?
I don't know what he's doing. There's a year delay, and then he supposedly is preparing, but then he likes to throw out there on some Vic Blades podcast or Vic, whatever the hell his name is, deep cut podcast. Oh, you know, like, I'm ready to play. I'll always be able to throw. And, you know, the Patriots, like, I just don't know what Brady wants. To me, he seems, and Christian, this is probably more your world than mine. To me, he seems like a classic lost ex-athlete who just doesn't really know where the juice is coming from, where the life is going. I keep going back to remember that video of him on Instagram on the front of the yacht? It was just driving along and he was sunbathing by himself on the front of the yacht, I don't know, in Florida, Intercoastal Waterway, somewhere. I found it very sad. It's like, football cost him his family, right? He got the divorce, so he's in that world of divorced ex-athlete.
You're
now
welcome.
He's an ex-athlete, TB12. Kind of blew up.
Yep.
That didn't go where he once passionately said it was going to go. You know, he's signed to do Fox, but there's this weird delay. Is he really just going to fly city to city every week and sit in production meetings and be Tom Brady? Is that going to give him the juice?
Yeah. Because you know why, Hart? You just listed the reasons why. This guy wants to get into the world of NFL ownership. He's going to have to borrow money to be able to make that happen based on sort of the valuation that the NFL owners mm-hmm. are forcing him to swallow. So, I don't know, $18 million a year, $180 million on the schedule to be able to try to borrow against for a guy who hasn't had some smashing business success it's among the few things that he can count on to say, look, I got this much money coming in because I'm doing this job. I think Tom Brady almost has to do this if he wants to get into that world of NFL ownership because he needs the dough.
Maybe. I also think he's got enough connections. He can, and whether he's the actual full investor, like he can get somebody to back him. And I think this might be going down the road. If he really wants to do the John Elway thing, like I think he wants back into football. And I don't think it's likely that's going to be playing quarterback the way he says he will be able to. So running a team, being at the competing, luring free agents, like I think that's the closest buzz he's going to get. And if he can do that from an ownership perspective and then be the president of the team that's involved in those decisions and operations, I just keep getting the vibe that he's a man who doesn't know where the path is going and he doesn't like the current path that he's on. Well, I don't think he is content and fulfilled.
Well, I feel what you're saying. And the one word that you said that I think carries the most weight is the buzz you get. If you are calling games as a former athlete, you are basically like a spectator at the Super Bowl. Like you're not the game. Like he's covering it. He's getting the information. He's not the source. He's not, you know, the genesis of anything. He just covers it, and he that's all he does. So there technically is less importance to that. I do think that eventually he goes the John Elway route because he's able to personally have a massive impact on that team. You know, you wine and dine the free agents. You know, you deal with all these other owners. I think there's more.
That's a big pay cut, though.
Yeah, but listen, John Elway owned, I don't know, 25, 30 John Elway car dealerships.
Yeah.
And he sold them all. Right. He was so done with it. He had so much money. He was like, I'd rather do this.
And I'm not saying Brady's broke, but it sounds like if John Elway woke up with Brady's money, he would be like, oh, my God, no, I got to start over
but
again.
It's the buzz. It's chasing the challenge. That is what it's about. Like,
okay.
So he opens up TB12. I open up a stupid restaurant. You always make these dumb mistakes. You make them early when you retire. That's what I would say. So he's got to find somebody like me who would tell him, listen, stay in your lane, go with what you know, and then make the best of that situation. His biggest mistake is going to be chasing 10 different things. Pick one.
Right. Yeah.
I
think personally, I think he's about to. Well, we know that Andy Hart is out with his kids chasing dreams of going to college. And Hart, we'll let you go, friend. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate the chat. And next week, we will talk to you from Detroit. How about that?
Absolutely. And I don't know if Brady's finding the juice he seeks, but I'm enjoying that we're coming down the home stretch here, the final week to this draft.
Same.
Because I'm as intrigued and excited for this draft as any in forever. So, Drake May, hashtag take Drake, maniacs. See you guys.
All right, there you go. There goes our buddy Andy Hart of WEEI.com with us on the Harbor One Hotline.